Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This afternoon, the Gartha Commissioner, Drew Harris, will appear before the Policing Authority to explain why hundreds of 999 calls in 2019 and in 2020 were cancelled before there was an appropriate policing response. The internal inquiry has so far focused on domestic violence calls. Well, I'm joined now by Cliona Sadlier, who's Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. So this interim report, it was carried out by Assistant Commissioner Barry O'Brien. It concentrated on domestic violence calls. And our colleague Paul Reynolds on Morning Ireland outlined that of the 3,999 calls that were looked at, about half have concerns raised about them. Those then have been sent back to the local control rooms, according to Paul, the assistant commissioners, the individual guard, who took the calls, and to follow up and determine why they were cancelled. How do you respond to all of this, Cliona?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is exactly as you've lined out there, this is still an ongoing process. So we still don't have clarity on what happened at the, you know, to those calls, because as it turns out, half of the original 3,000 did have an appropriate response. They were recorded incorrectly. But the real worry here, of course, is that every call is really vital, and that the call is responded to is really vital. These are people who are at risk at that time, who judge themselves to be at risk, and who are probably at risk in an ongoing way. So that there is a response from the Gardaí is critical to that, in terms of keeping them safe. The other side of it is that you know, most people will make a number of calls, and what, you know, in order to get that response that they need to be safe and to move out of a situation that is unsafe for them. What we're told all the time by the domestic violence services, our sister organisations, is that really it takes a whole community. A big part of the Gardaí's responsibility is about making a good referral. They may well be the first point of contact, and they have to be able to activate the community around the person who's made that call. So that would be a concern for us. If those calls are cancelled, are those women and children safe at the moment? And, you know, have they been made safe? And have they also been given the support? Okay,
and the Gartha Commissioner has already told the Policing Authority at his last meeting with them that the 999 calls that were cancelled, he accepted that many of them were cancelled and said that many people in need did not get the policing service that they should have when they made that call. So at his appearance today, Cliona, what do you need to hear from Drew Harris?
What we need is fundamentally the trust that was damaged to be built back up, and what we need from the Gardaí for that is we need their transparency. We need them to be really thorough in this. As I say, this process, they're still at the point of going back to look at those hundreds of calls to see precisely what happened there. So Drew Harris won't have all the answers today, but what we really need from him is that transparency and that willingness to go really into the detail of every single one of these calls that was cancelled, and to have a plan in place as well.
According to Paul Reynolds this morning, he said that issues have been identified with the tone and the approach of the call taker, how the vulnerable person was dealt with, the absence of follow-up and other evidence that in some cases of domestic violence, people didn't get the policing system, as Drew Harris has accepted, that they were entitled to. So that's a fundamental point, isn't it? That when you make that call, the person on the other end understands where you're coming from and what you need.
Absolutely. And as I say, you know, people will make a number of different calls to get that, to activate, if you like, the Gardaí and the system. And it may be some time before they make another call. And so there's an opportunity missed there, and there's someone really let down there in terms of that call that was not responded to appropriately.
I just note as well, I'm looking at the Irish Times report here also, that some of the calls that were marked as cancelled had been responded to but were wrongly marked as cancelled. And I suppose as we talk about this, we're constantly aware that this is an interim report and there will be more information to emerge.
Well, this is it. I think there's a complex set of things going on here. So, you know, I think we need to be careful about, you know, because as it turns out, half of the calls were in fact responded to. The initial number, which was absolutely scarifying, the 3,000 calls, half of them already we know were in fact responded to appropriately. But we still need to know about these hundreds of calls that we still have, don't have the information about. But it's also complex because some of it may in fact may be about the no response or not a sufficient response from the Gardaí. But some of it may be about recording, it may be about processes and systems and about how the Gardaí as a whole and indeed the public and the policing authority as, you know, holding them independently accountable for all of us. You know, the line of sight we have on how the Gardaí as a force are responding to this issue and therefore what needs to be fixed.
I'd imagine sorry to cut across you, Cliona, but the fundamental point for you and the people that you represent is the trust that they will have in the Gardaí when they reach out for help.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the Gardaí said, you know, have done over COVID is Operation Free Shift, where they have proactively and, you know, where the government prioritised sexual and domestic violence and the Gardaí have proactively engaged around people they know to be at risk. So that's been, if you like, the culture that was put in place and that was very positive and that we would encourage. But then you have this breaking, which contradicts that in many ways. So what we need to understand is, you know, the specifics of the problem and just where that problem is and what we need to do to fix it, because trust is absolutely critical and central to
Cliona, thank you for talking to us this morning. Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland, and that appearance by Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner at the Policing Authority, to explain more behind all of this. That's happening this afternoon, so the details on RT News a little later and here on RT Radio 1 too. Now, childcare costs. Siobhan Maguire investigates the price of going to work for parents in Ireland. That's coming up next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.